Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
2 years ago in Portland, Oregon, the city made cuts to the police budget, but some of that money has been restored after a recent surge of gun violence. In fact, the shootings have gotten so bad in Portland that the city's mayor has declared a state of emergency and promised to hire more officers. The mayor joins us now. Ted Wheeler, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
You know, gun violence is up across the country, but in Portland last year, your homicide rate was about double the national average. How urgent is this problem in your city?
We are seeing this as an absolute emergency. As you just pointed out, we've seen our homicide rate jump over 200% in the last year, and that is significantly larger than the cities that we compare ourselves to. We lost 90 folks to homicides last year. We had over 1,300 shootings. And so we see this as an emergency situation that requires immediate intervention.
Hard to solve a crisis, though, unless you understand why it's happening. Do you have any guesses as to why Portland would be struggling, you know, more than big cities like Seattle or San Francisco?
That's exactly right. So we engaged an organization to do a study. And what they concluded for the city of Portland is that more than half of the shootings involved group or gang activity. And there's a very small population of people, about 200 people in our city, driving the vast majority of gun violence in Portland. And Black teen and adult men continue to be disproportionately impacted by shootings and homicides. They represent nearly 47% of the victims and the suspects in these shootings, but they only make up 6% of the city's population. The why of it is an increase in purchasing of firearms, disinvestment from communities that are struggling even more now than ever under the impacts of COVID, and tensions are really high, and people are settling disputes with firearms. We had one shooting earlier this year where three adults settled a fight that they had during lunch at a really nice restaurant in a nice part of the city with gunfire.
So your goal is to cut the gun deaths in Portland by 10% over 2 years through this emergency declaration. How do you do that without, I don't know, over-policing those communities and groups and neighborhoods that you're just referring to?
This is absolutely of great concern to us. So on one hand, the cornerstone of this program is making specific interventions to those who we know are directly impacted by gun violence. The emergency declaration is really focused on non-law enforcement interventions that help lift people out of gun violence and into better personal situations and opportunities.
Well, as you well know, the people in those communities will be making sure they'll hold you to that, because Portland was one of the epicenters of national protests after the murder of George Floyd. In 2020, the police budget in Portland was slashed by about $15 million before some of that money was just recently restored. Do you think that the decision to cut the city's budget for police, was that a mistake? Did it help contribute to this problem?
Well, the decision back in 2020 to cut the city budget was, honestly, it was more about economics than it was philosophy. We had a 5% decrease across the board, and our police bureau happens to be our largest general fund bureau, so there was no way that we could not have the police bureau take cuts along with other bureaus. But on a positive note, rethinking policing allowed us to put into place some really important reforms. Our Portland Street Response Program, which sends individuals out into the community who are EMTs and mental health professionals to work with people who are in crisis on our streets, rather than doing what we used to do, which was send armed trained officers into those positions.
I do want to follow up on this, though, because your police chief, Chuck Lavelle, spoke at the press conference when you announced your plan. Here he is talking about some of the new hires at the police department.
I often discuss our critical staffing shortage, and we remain at the lowest levels that anyone has seen in the last 2 to 3 decades. Today, we hired 16 police officers and one public safety support specialist. This is the largest new hire event we've had in a very, very long time.
So he said, critical staffing shortages, you are hiring new officers, but I want to just press you one more time about whether or not you think having too few police officers is part of the problem.
The truth is we have long been understaffed. As a comparator, San Francisco is only about a third larger in terms of population than Portland, but they have three times as many police officers, and they still believe that they're understaffed. So we have increased incentives, we've increased our recruiting efforts, and we are
Do you expect because of that the police budget will grow even further?
You can't reform through cuts. You have to invest in what you want to strengthen. And I have pledged that we will have 300 new officers, unarmed public safety support specialists, so 300 new staffers on the front lines over the course of 3 years. That's part of this too. So it's refocus, it's reform, and it's restaffing.
Before I let you go, allow me to change gears here for just a minute. I want to ask you about another big challenge in Portland. You just went through another major heat wave in recent days, and it wasn't as bad as last year's just horrifically deadly heat wave. But I wonder if the city is prepared to be dealing with this problem now for the long term.
We used to view these heat waves as once in a century occurrences. This is the second one in 2 years. And so now we are organizing as though we're going to have these kinds of issues confronting our city on a regular basis. So we now have a unified command structure between the city and the county. We opened cooling facilities. We sent people into certain living situations to help identify people who might be at risk. But all of us understand this is no longer going to be an unprecedented situation. This is going to be business as usual. And even here in typically very mild Portland, Oregon, we're going to have a strong emergency intervention program in place and ready to go at a moment's notice.
Ted Wheeler is the mayor of Portland, Oregon. Mayor, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.